New year, new kitchen. Kitchen Tune-Up has five ways to help you love your kitchen again. Call 810-488-9778 to schedule a safe, free consultation or visit kitchentuneup.com.
All right, on this Tuesday morning, we talked earlier this morning about trying to make it easier for people to get registered to get the coronavirus vaccine as it comes online and becomes available here in St. Clair County and really across the state of Michigan. That's good news for health officials that people are clamoring for this vaccine because the more people vaccinated, the better it's going to be. There's a lot of misinformation out there about what the vaccine might do to you. And joining us to talk more about that, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Paul. Yeah, this is all information that now the CDC and Johns Hopkins and every other health professional and public health expert is trying to get out there to dispel rumors like the one that that it could cause changes to your DNA. Well, researchers say that just isn't the case, that the drug, the vaccine, does go into the cells of the body, but not into the nucleus, and that's where you'll find the DNA. So there's no truth to the thinking that it would change your DNA. I think that was the basis for the pharmacist in Wisconsin who destroyed so many doses out there because he was concerned about something like that. Here's one that kind of rides the line, though, Paul. Let's say you've already had COVID-19. I had it already. Does that mean that I don't need to get the vaccine because I'm protected? No, you should get the vaccine because some people have actually gotten it twice. They've gotten the COVID-19 twice. So it's important to go ahead and get the vaccination. If you've had the vaccine, do you need to wear a mask? Yeah, you probably should, just to ensure that there is no transmission, either from you to someone else or from someone else to you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. I don't know where some of this stuff starts, but once it catches on and starts to find its way into social media, it really does cause questions for a lot of people.
Well, sure. I think a lot of it is started there. It begins somewhere with somebody's thinking or theory or something they heard, and they put it down on Twitter, and suddenly someone else retweets it, and it's spreading like wildfire. It's spreading like the virus itself. And, you know, the more you see something like that, the more likely you are to believe it, even if it's coming from an unreliable source. So I think that's why now the CDC and other agencies like that one are trying to get onto social media so that they're countering the bad information with good information that's posted right there.
Yeah, the more people vaccinated, the better, because that's going to slow the spread, obviously, but it's also going to help us achieve what they call herd immunity.
Exactly. At something like 70%, you've reached that that magic threshold, and presumably the population is almost completely protected at that point. But right now, unfortunately, Paul, something like 51% of the people in the country say that they're either hesitant or downright opposed to getting the shot. More than half, just slightly over half. Doctors are hoping that as more people get the vaccine, people see that it is effective, and that any side effects are minor, just like getting a flu shot, that more people will buy into the idea that it's a good idea.
Yeah, I hear so many people say, well, it hasn't been thoroughly tested. It's too new. But the fact is, I mean, it has been thoroughly tested. The FDA has given approval to it.
It has, yeah. A lot of the testing on this one was done in overlapping stages. Instead of a linear process that takes a few years, you had different agencies and different pharmaceutical companies working on tests at the same time. So you had this overlapping testing process happening. Then, of course, consider, Paul, that you've got governments around the world and private industry and others spending billions of dollars to get this thing tested and approved. You just don't see that with very many drugs that are rolled out.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, hopefully we can stop the spread of misinformation. Good stuff, Jim. Appreciate your reporting. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.